Glenn, when you're ready, let us know. We're good? Okay.
All right. Good team win. Yeah, it really was. To come up here, first off, to have a win like we did last week and to come out and prepare, have the right mindset and put the work in this week to put us in a position to come out here today and have a good team win, I thought was important. I thought it was important that we were able to, to put one game behind us, prepare the way you're supposed to prepare, but also have, the mindset the right way to be able to play for four quarters. And I thought that's what the guys did. I thought we were playing a team that had been playing really good football, had been improving, playing with a lot of confidence. They've been doing a good job against the run. We were able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides, I thought. I thought defense really came out and played much better today. They played faster. You can see the culmination of a couple of weeks now, them starting to come together and playing the same calls and knowing really the execution of those things and getting the signals. And I thought we were much cleaner with the substitutions on the sideline today. So all in all, I thought it was a good win. Really good win for us to come up here to Charlottesville, a place that's been historically a tough place for us to play. And my first career win here. So I thought that was pretty cool too. But, a lot of years of trying, a lot of years. So, I thought, like I said, coming into the game, they were playing as good a football as anybody in the conference. And for our guys to come out in that second half after getting a lead and continue to put the pedal down. And, so, again, credit to the coaching staff putting together a good plan. Credit to the players for executing and just all around a good team win. So, with that, any questions?
Okay.
Pleased are you that you're actually running the football effectively now and very consistently game to game now?
Yeah, I'm happy. Of course it's going to make me happy, but I'm happy for those kids. I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy for those guys up front that are playing together. We knew coming into this game there were going to be some minus one, minus two runs. We knew there were going to be some 0 and 1 yard gains, and we had to stay with it. With the running game comes the perimeter game, the perimeter screens, the passing game, some of the shot plays. All in all, it opens up everything, and I think it allows the quarterback to sit back and really do what he does best. That's be the coach on the field, manage the game, put the ball where it needs to be, and run the offense.
Right.
How important was it for your team to set the tone to start that second half? You come out, score, and then I think the defense got three and out.
Yeah, it was. We talked at halftime about our MO has been playing four quarters. We're playing four independent quarters in every football game. One quarter's over, we play another one. And we play for 15 minutes and see who comes out on top. And that's the way we're going about it. So really the first half had nothing to do with the second half. We challenged the guys at halftime to stay in the moment, to play together, to lay it on the line. And all that mattered was that moment. It wasn't the outcome of the game. It wasn't the outcome of those plays. It was just staying in the moment. I thought they did that.
Jackson.
300 yards running game back to back. The offensive line, you're one of the nation's leaders in sacks given up. What can you say about that unit's growth just throughout this whole year, just the improvement they've been making?
Yeah, it's what you want to see out of a group like that. They understand that you're only as good as your last game. So hitting that hard reset button every Sunday and getting ready to work again is important. Player availability is important. Being able to have guys, available week in and week out. Obviously getting Jordan back a couple weeks ago was big for us. I think Corey being put back in and him and Ethan really sharing the burden there of the left tackle spot has been important too, and it's allowed to take a little bit of that burden off of Ethan as the true freshman. And I think it's been a good comeback story in the season for Corey coming back in and playing so many meaningful reps. So I think Chief has done a wonderful job with those guys. I've said from the beginning what I thought of him as an offensive line coach. Being able to get those guys to believe in the plan week in and week out, to play young guys, to play new guys. I think the complementary part of the run game now is really starting to show its face.
Chad.
Was the game plan to run the ball so much today, or just taking what they were giving?
Yeah, I think in offensive football, you want to be dictating. you don't want to sit back and say, well, they're doing this, so we have to do this. You want to be able to dictate what you do. I can't stand the term reactionary. I can't stand that on either side of the football. We want to be aggressive. We want to dictate what the other side of the ball is doing. Right? And whether that's throwing the ball, whether that's running the ball, right, it's having balance, it's being able to play, you know, with tempo, all varying types of tempo. But, again, we come in with a game plan, and there's certain things we want to be able to accomplish. Right? And I thought we were able to accomplish those.
These last 2 weeks, what area of your team
All of them. The scout team guys that are getting these guys ready each week that don't necessarily always get to make the trip. The guys that no one knows their name. The guys behind the scenes, everybody knows who the coaches are, but the support staff, the analysts, the GAs, the ops people. I mean, people that everyone that you don't know who they are. That's who I'm really, really happy for. Those are the people that make the thing go. If it's not for the scout team players during the week, if it's not for the administration, if it's not for the ops, if it's not for recruiting, everyone within the entire football department of the organization, that's the people I'm most happy for.
Well, you guys spread the ball around. You had 10 different receivers, 2 really good tailbacks. It almost seemed like there's an element of surprise when King takes off. I don't think he was touched on either touchdown.
Really? I'll have to watch it and see.
It didn't look like that.
That's pretty cool. Hopefully they did their jobs up front. Now it's when you're able to put the ball in so many different people's hands, whether you're spread out and you're having to guard them on the defensive side, there's a lot of option elements built into the offense that aren't necessarily under center, veer, dive option. But shout out to Coach Johnson, in the things that he was able to do here for so long, and to be able to borrow a page from his book, just doing it a little bit different way.
Two things. One, were you playing for the field goal with Dante scored right before the half? And then, second one, this is the first time you guys have been over 500 since December, off last game.
Last question, on to the next. That's what we're worried about. As far as the first question, we're playing for points. We want to be able to get points to play that middle eight of the game. Right, to be able to know when we're getting the ball in the second half, right, to finish with points. Yeah, that's what we're playing for. We got right there, I think we're about the 40, 35-yard line. I don't remember exactly. So we started getting right at that fringe field goal. We might have been at 32. I can't remember exactly where it was.
33.
Okay. And so right at that fringe area of the field goal, I think our end-of-half field goal line was at 34 today. So we're right there at it. So we had one timeout left. So we wanted to be able to, run a play, right? Clock goes down, bang the timeout, kick the field goal, going to half. He ends up breaking it and ended up scoring. So.
Rod?
When you've talked about King and his ability to take it all the way, you have two guys, Jamal Haynes and Singleton. I imagine whenever you hear their number called, you have to feel back in your mind, hey, this play has a chance to go all the way how elusive they are their vision, cutting ability, that type of thing.
Yeah, it's really any play. When Buster calls the play, you don't necessarily always know who it's going to unless it's a definite run. But when there's option elements involved, when there's RPOs involved, there's a lot of different people that can touch the football. And, that's what we've got to stay. We've got to stay with our foot on the gas and continue to get better every week. And we've got a tough stretch of the season. We really do. And these guys, I think they're galvanized right now as a team. Here next door, hear the excitement. But when you work like I want these guys to have fun. I want them to celebrate and enjoy the moment.
Time for a couple more. Chad?
Did you see Coach Gurney here today?
I didn't. I did not. I looked up on the we were getting ready to go out, and I saw on the Jumbotron, I think, and I looked over, and by then the game was rolling. So.
Okay. Kelly, wrap us up.
I guess just how you feel. You told us a little bit personally, like after the game on Thursday, just the tough games you've played and coached up here, but just how good does it feel to finally kind of get that monkey off your back?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's pretty cool to come up to a place that you struggle with, but it's more exciting for these guys. It's more exciting for the players. It's about the players. It's about the coaching staff. Look, they didn't play here 25 years ago. Me and Till and Winky, the only ones that have been up here 20 years ago. So I'm more happy for the guys that are freshmen that we can start something different, you know, in the legacy of coming up here.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Go Jackets.
Appreciate it.
Pretty good. Pretty good. We are bringing.
Coach, Chris will be right outside for you.
Haynes King, Jamal Haynes, Miles Sims, and Jalen Jacobs.